I'm Andy Montadel. Thanks for choosing me this afternoon. Now, he has sold over 25 million albums worldwide, not only with his group Savage Garden, but as a solo artist as well. And I'd like to welcome Darren Hayes this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. What do you normally do on your Sunday afternoons?
I was just saying this last week. Sunday is such a great day in our house because it's sort of the sleep-in. I love going anywhere for an all-day breakfast. So just sort of going somewhere and getting someone else to cook some eggs on toast and just drink three or four cups of coffee and read the paper, have a walk around, just sort of do nothing.
Do you have black pudding when you have a breakfast?
I don't. To be honest, I'm a bit scared of black pudding, but I'm Australian, so I'm sure we've got food that terrifies you as well. No, it's more just sort of almost vegetarian things.
Good. Well, thank you very much for putting that breakfast on hold for today and the papers on hold. We'll let you have a look at the papers a bit later on. Now, of course, a lot of people will know you from Savage Garden, but, you know, in your own right now, you're a solo artist because you have released a lot of songs under Darren Hayes rather than Savage Garden. So you got this new album coming out in October. How long has it taken you to come up with the album?
It's been 4 years, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, it's as a kid, my favourite artists always took that long between records because it just takes me that long to feel like I've got something worthy of your attention and something that I want to say. So it's taken 4 years.
So how many songs didn't make the album out of all the ones you wrote?
I think there was something like 26 songs that I finished and I chose 12 for the record. Yeah.
So when an artist does that, when they write a load of songs and they choose 12 or 13 songs for an album, what happens to the other songs?
Truthfully, I see songs as, when I make an album, I see it almost like a film or a movie, and so I can almost see it written in my head, and I have to keep writing songs to see if that fits the mould. And when they do, it's obvious, and when they don't, that's also obvious, but you can't know that until you've finished them. So sometimes I release them as bonus tracks. I know on this record there'll be bunch of different versions of the record and sort of an uber version that'll have maybe a lot of the tracks that didn't make it. But often they don't make it for a reason because they just don't fit into the story that I want to tell.
Talking about songwriting and the songs you've chosen for an album, I think you'll be the first to admit that Truly, Madly, Deeply was a massive, massive song for you.
Of course.
So is it tough writing a song and thinking, can I get one as popular or even more so than Truly, Madly, Deeply?
Well, truly, I never think that. I don't think you can. I think you'd lose. Because the truth is, when I wrote that song, obviously I co-wrote that with Daniel Jones, the other person in Savage Garden, but when that song was written, we weren't thinking that. You just write a song because every time you write one, you think, this has to be honest, it has to be good, it has to be pure. And sometimes you just kind of strike gold. Really, I think what happens to a song is up to you. It's up to the listener, the audience. They turn the song into a hit. They turn it into a classic. Because when you try to do that, it just always comes off as a bit forced. So I'm just lucky I've got one of them.
Yeah, I always say when I play Truly, Madly, Deeply on Late Night Love, I always say there's probably two songs from maybe the 1990s that will stand the test of time forever and ever and ever. One is Robbie Williams' Angels, and the other is Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Well, that's very high honour. Thank you. Well, I think you probably heard me telling someone before that Billboard magazine in America just listed their sort of charts of all time since I think the publication started in 1963, and they listed Truly, Madly, Deeply as the number one played AC song in their US chart history. And that bowled me over. I just could not believe that I've been a part of something like that. But it was a very honest love song. I meant what I said. And I think people who connect to the song have the same connection. You know, it's just a very, very pure, simple emotion.